next door. You're letting out all the carbon monoxide.
Welcome to Monty's Garage.
Yeah, another episode here on GaragePunkPirateRadio.com. My name's Dave. Let's have some fun today, okay? Okay? Okay.
Town. limit will come.
Hey, that band's called Wow, and they are from Rome, Italy, and the song was called Shitbird from their LP called Rock Duo. Before that was the gospel-preaching, banjo-playing, one-man band from Germany called the Tad Horse Experience. The song was called Kingdom, It Will Come. Great-sounding stuff, man. And the Excellos, a band out of London, England, started tonight's set off with a song called I've Got Love, if you want it. The Excellos took their name from the Excello record label out of the 50s, which was a swamp blues record label, and it's a great record. I really, really recommend it. It came out beginning of the year. The Excellos. Hey, my name is Dave, and I am thrilled you are listening, and I'm glad I still got people listening here on Mighty's Garage, and this is Garage Punk Pirate Radio. Next up is cool name for a band, the China Rats. Song's called Nomoney.
time Peter Tosh was murdered. They even made it look like a murder to cover up a murder, a heavy accusation in a better way of life. A murder. Seems like everyone I love is a car crash, a drug overdose, a plane crash, choking on a ham sandwich. Johnny Thunders, it makes me wonder, it seems too obvious. Did he follow, was he pushed? 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 Did she follow, was she pushed? It was a rock, it was a wall, it was a murder, a murder.
Circus Nuts, once again stepping into our time machine, and let's see where it takes us today.
Oh,
So I'm scanning the internet and I come across this story about dinosaur poop. You can actually buy the world's longest dinosaur poop, for which is like 40 inches long. It came out of Washington State. Anyway, that was Jack of Bolivian. And honey, I'm too old for you, from American Slang LP. And Jack is like one of my favorite artists of all time. And the new album, Raining Sounds, got a new album. And I got to listen to it some more because it just didn't hit me well yet. Knife Fight before that with Woof 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 from an album called Woof Party. And The Leaving Trains with the great chaotic Falling Janes leading them with Rock and Roll Murder, which that song kind of reminds me of Jim Carroll's People Who Died. And the China Rocks, a band out of Leeds, Britain, with No Money, or N-O-M-O-N-E-Y. And I checked them out. I'm on Facebook. Their record's great. Really good. China Rats. Great name for a band, too. And checked them out on Facebook. And a dude, one of the guys, I don't know which one he is, looks dead on Paul McCartney. Here is a song by Jim Jones Band, The Prince and the Frog. And sad news is I think they're breaking up. Damn, it sucks.
We'll be right back. Wednesdays I'm gonna get it all wrong. Wednesdays I'm gonna fake it. Wednesdays I'll be singing my songs hard. Oh no, the only man they have now is rock and roll. Yeah.
Was Guitar Woof with Summertime Blues, their cover of Summertime Blues, and getting ready to go on vacation here real soon, going out to Colorado. But one of my favorite stories of one of my from podcasts was I used to listen to Plan 9 Rock Show, Jasper's show he used to do, and he told a story about how he saw Guitar Woof. Probably told this before, but he said they all came out on stage, the three of them, and the crowd went nuts, and they had dark glasses on, leather coats, and just stood there with their arms behind their back, and everybody's going crazy, and then the main guy, I don't know his name, pulls out a comb out of his back pocket and just combs his hair, and then everybody went bananas. I just thought that was a great rock and roll moment. The Guitar Woof with Summertime Blues. The Frights with Tongues, something new from them. They had a great album out, came out last year on Bandcamp, one of my favorite records of the year, and I think that's new, or it's on a compilation album. I forget where I got it. The GTs with Rock and Roll is the only thing I want to do, and that's a band out of Montreal. Check them out on Bandcamp. Really, really good stuff. If you want to find them, go, you got to go as the GTs with GEETEES, and do check them out because it's a great record. And Jim Jones Review with Prince and the Frog, and man, I'm telling you, I think they. They announced that they broke up. I know I heard that somewhere. Hot Lunch is up next with a song called Killer Smile. It's on their new record. And Jerry Pinhead from Red Red Wine played this. And it just grabbed me. And it's straight 60s, early 70s psych rock. This is Hot Lunch.
I wanna sing with your voice. Your confidence comes. Mann. Ich kann meinen Pimmel nicht finden.
Hier.
So.
Okay.
Und los.
I got a mother named Mary.
This is Garage Punk Pirate Radio. This is Mighty's Garage. My name's Dave, and that was the Interpreters with Family. And that is their new debut album on Hellcat Records. And, of course, Tim Armstrong guest on that. And that's also the new single. Wouldn't that be a fun single to play on, like, your family video? I think so. Jonah Gold and His Silver Apples before that with the Nathandrel Beat. That's a band out of Bonn, and that their new album's called Pollute the Airways, and it's on Off Label Records. The Zigzags before that, a band out of L.A. The song was called Randy, a tribute to Randy Macho Man Savage. And Hot Lunch with Killer Smile started to set off, and they got a new album coming out. Not sure what it's called, but thanks to Jerry the Pinhead for pointing that out to me. Let me see, one more set. Yeah, okay. Next up is Dion and the Belmonts. Yeah, that's it. Dion, the wanderer and run around Sue. Anyway, I was reading this little thing that Greg Cartwright wrote for Guest in the Magazine. I forget what magazine it was. And he went on and on about another side of Dion that nobody knows about. And there's an album out called Together Again, which is about the only place you can find this stuff. Dion kind of went after the Belmonts broke up, kind of got into drugs and stuff, you know, early 60s, and kind of followed the path of Dylan, maybe even little early Velvets. And listen to this. This sounds pretty good. This song's called Moving Man.
Bye.
said one more time, but he didn't do it. I'll do it. Wouldn't the telephone ring? Okay, that was the Not Sensibles, a band from 77 and the 80 punk scene. They had a real big hit with a song called I'm in Love with Margaret Thatcher. And it got pretty big. And from then on, they said, we're going to quit being serious. We're just going to be a silly, silly band. That was their words. And they did silly things, and they did silly tours. Silly, silly. But, Nonsensibles with the telephone rings again from their album, Instant Classic. Dion and the Belmonts with Movie Man. LP was called Together Again, which is kind of they got back together after his little drug episode and recorded some of the songs that he did as a solo artist. And, that's what that album is, Together Again. It's half of it's good, half of it's okay. But really, I mean, that song was pretty good. So it's got that feel to it, a little kind of like, you know, Dylan influenced a lot of people. But hey, thanks for listening. This is Dave. This is Mighty's Garage. This is Garage Punk Pirate Radio, and also this is Trash Can Radio. If you haven't heard about it, find it. Going to end it with the song from the new album by Raining Sound, which I promised earlier. The album's called Shattered. And this song is called My My. Thanks a lot. See ya. Good night.
See you.